I'm so sorry. Welcome again. I didn't have the recorder on. Okay, well now it's on. And I was simply saying that there is a great deal of promised difficulty in the days ahead because the Supreme Court has rejected the outrageous lawsuit that has come from Texas, where it began to meddle in the affairs of four other swing states. So that was completely rejected. It's the second great rejection, and it means that the method of the courts to overturn the election is pretty well. It is really settled. There's no path there through the courts when the Supreme Court rejects two times in a row, as it has. But the criticism against William Barr, who, as I said, has slavishly performed the whims of the president, is now increasing. And what this seems to mean, to me anyway, is that Trump wants Barr to quit or will fire him so that he can put in the last, let's say, 40 days, a complete loyalist who will attempt to indict the son of Joe Biden and maybe even Biden himself. So the mischief is not over. We have excuse me, a man with a pathological fear of losing, of being a loser. You're either a killer or you're a loser. So said his father, and he adopted that attitude, also being nurtured in his thought by the main attorney that was associated with Joseph McCarthy. We talked about McCarthy back in the 1950s, and his hunt for communists in the government. And this man who died of AIDS, and his name was Roy Cohn, repeated pretty much what the father had said, only more extremely. So this has conditioned the president's psyche. There's no question about it. We are dealing with a psychological drama at this point, and an inability to let go and to face a reality, because it would be a humiliation which a deeply committed narcissist cannot tolerate. And therefore, and therefore we continue, because the potential for mischief, for unconscionable acts over the next 45 days or so is very strong still and dangerous. The election of Joe Biden seems to be confirmed on the day of the new moon on Monday. There will be the solar eclipse, as I said, on the moon of the president. And that, I do not think, bodes well for any kind of future overturning of the government. But there is an attempt to bring about a floor fight within the House of Representatives, which would shift the victory to Trump simply because of the way those laws are drawn. That must be prevented. And the kinds of indictments that a new attorney general might bring must be prevented. The Supreme Court, however, has spoken. And imagine the audacity of a president who says he's disappointed in the Supreme Court because they lack courage, etc. All they were doing was fulfilling the law, regardless of what political persuasion may sway them. So there's all kinds of chicanery going on. It will persist because of the psychological dynamics, which are the characteristics of the present president. I don't think we can expect it to get better. Perhaps there will be something of the nature of the man spending Christmas in his Florida retreat and maybe staying there, but that in itself will not stop the ongoing attempt to win, whatever that really means, to win at all costs. And therefore, you know, and therefore we persist in our meditation, attempting to bring harmony to the three branches of government and honesty and integrity and abiding by the law to all who are concerned in leadership roles, as well as, excuse me, as well as some degree of psychological regeneration in the people who unthinkingly and devotedly and with full sixth ray Martian ardor follow the lies of the present president. Thus, our work continues. Okay, dear, you can go ahead.
Michael, there is a comment by Francis. Michael, did you hear? There is a comment.
Yes, I did. I said we usually don't take comments right away.
But now
but
we
let's
do.
Just let's just take a quick look. Yeah, it's the whole donor thing. And the, you know, the theft of funds that are meant to promote his 2024 run again in case something should happen, like Joe Biden being sworn in. So yes, every level of dishonesty, manipulation, lying, is being used, and I do agree with some of the authoritative pundits and experts on the matter that this will go down as one of the worst presidencies that the United States has ever experienced, if not finally, when thoroughly investigated, the worst. And we have the day of reckoning. You know how karma brings the issue through Saturn. And there will be Saturn in the house of law for this president, who will be an ex-president. And that will be a moment of karmic reckoning with the dweller on the threshold. Saturn in the seventh house, or at the seventh house cusp, is the confrontation with the dweller and the full recognition thereof. Unfortunately, there's a bit of time to wait, but perhaps by that time, after 2022, it will be seen. In other words, the election will tip in favor of a Democratic majority within the Senate, and then the day of reckoning will come. Meanwhile, there will be constant lies, manipulations, and the attempt to create at least a psychological civil war, if not a civil war which is a guerrilla war with attacks by far-right militias and others who uncritically and completely accept what their idol says to be true. And of course, what Yvonne says is also true here. He's a man with a lot of third ray, Mitch McConnell, and he's very wily. And again, he cares more for his party's power than for the fate of many, many people who go without sufficient food in this country. I mean, in the United States, just imagine. An unthinkable thing some years ago, and yet it is happening because of selfishness, pure and simple selfishness. He is a Pisces, Mitch McConnell, and I think he can always slip out of harm's way. He's very canny, and he knows how to escape. I haven't looked up his horoscope recently entirely, but Pisces is strong, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's not a lot of Scorpio in there as well. I'll take a look and give you a little report on that before long. Okay. So that's the, you know, our country, the United States, trying to set an example for many, is sorely beleaguered at this point. It's a divided country. It has suffered mercilessly under Mars in Leo, which is the rising situation with the present president. It causes nothing but fractiousness and discord and hatred, even, you know, and the replay in a strange way of the Civil War. I wouldn't be surprised, you know. There's all this talk about states seceding from the Union. It's the same Civil War talk that took place 150, 60 years ago. And the battle shell army bases still amplify the power of Confederate generals and military people. It was an uprising against the United States government. But he seems to defend the presence of Confederate generals as the namesake of these different army bases. It's almost like Jefferson Davis, you know, became the president of the seceded South. And it's almost like the present president would not mind that role in a somewhat psychological way, to become the president of the seceding states. Now, there's a lot of talk about this going on right now. And it would, of course, again break the Union. But who is the Abraham Lincoln that can hold it together? That remains to be seen. That's a task that does fall somewhat on Joseph Biden, to hold the Union together as a reflection of what happened 160 years ago.
Michael, I was just wanting to point one thing that we are aware of, this Pluto, when it is in Capricorn, it is also affecting the way in humanity, that this kind of suppressed hatred is uplifted. So this hatred is very, very strange thing when you look that there are like groups who have been not reacting, just have been just there. But suddenly people have this really, really strong impulses of hatred. Crazy murders, all kinds of things. And because the fear at the moment, people are scared because of the situation in your country and in general. So that that we are aware of that, that if you are facing some kind of clear hatred, so that be aware of that, that Pluto is functioning the way, that way in human psyche.
Yeah, it's the story of the book of Revelation, in which it is prophesied that the hell worlds will walk the earth again. And that, you know, of course, Capricorn in the labors of Hercules has everything to do with the lower regions, in which the three-headed dog and Pluto reign, and that that dog, Cerberus, has to be defeated. It's the misuse of every one of the personality vehicles. And Prometheus has to be liberated, and Pluto has to be kept in his proper place. Of course, that proper place is as an agent of healing. The power of the serpent with the power of healing, that can be Pluto, but it can also bring the bringer of widespread death, as in the story of Pluto and Ceres or Demeter, with Proserpine or Persephone, yes, the daughter involved in the kidnapping by Pluto. So death is stalking the world. Part of that death is necessary for the Christ to fulfill his mission, let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. Yes, that is there. But it cannot be the death of democracy, the death of decency, the death of a new way of being with each other. It cannot be that. And groups like ours, we weigh in to try to guarantee that the victory will belong to the divine plan and not to the representatives of the forces of acute selfishness, because they are with us again. Call them what you want to call them, the lords of obstruction, the lords of evil, the Black Lodge, whatever you want to call them, they are here and they are attempting by the most subtle means, so that they are undetectable and basically in hiding, they are again attempting. And that's where our work comes in, and especially the work of Shambhala.
Yes. By the way, is Asha here?
Okay, I'm not.
Asha is not.
Okay, because we meant to, look, there's something here that says esoteric healing is tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Nicole Reshaniti. Is anything conflicting here? You know, sometimes we just can't help it. 4 p.m., you have to add, what is it, 5 hours?
4 p.m.
To get to GMT.
You're starting today. Tomorrow you will be starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She will be starting at 4 p.m.
Okay, well.
Half an hour, but it should work out.
Little bit of an overlap. Just do what you have to do.
What do we have 5?
We have something at 5:30, right? Don't we have the...
No, not tomorrow. No.
No, not tomorrow. No.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we probably have the attracting financial resources, and that's at 6.
Yeah,
isn't it? Maybe we're not going to have a problem there. Hopefully, Yvonne. And of course, you're right there, Jesse, about exposure. Pluto drags to the surface for everyone to see what has been hiding out in the depths of our aura, of humanity's aura, and it comes up for redemption. And of course, this is one of the great abilities of the Black Lodge. They can they can hide away.
Mm-hmm. And there's
rarely... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So there is another side of this too, that one has to dare to look into the darkness. That is something what maybe we sometimes do not realize, that as we evolve, we have to also become adults, or we have to become guardians who dares to look into the darkness.
Yes.
And who is not afraid in the darkness.
Yes, and this mudra, what's it called? Apaya mudra?
Apaya mudra.
Yeah, the right. Double hands, or one hand up and the other hand in the more receptive position. This is the factor of fearlessness. It's quite a battle, and we just didn't seal the door. And we are in that position now, says the Tibetan, where the man swept his house clean of devils, but became negligent and a little careless, and even more came back. And so they try again. And it's just pitiful to see the depths to which certain people can stoop in their hypocrisy, caring so much for their own power and so little for the welfare and integrity of humanity as a whole, and of the nation and nations as a whole. They just don't care as long as they personally prosper. Now, that attitude will, of course, fade in the Aquarian Age, but the question is, how long will it take before the fading is actually taking place? And we do run the risk of delay. So that's why every one of us, we concentrate on the theme of the new group of world servers and what they are to do. And their mandate is very extensive. There's a lot of responsibility resting with this replica of the hierarchy that we call the new group of world servers. So we'll get better and better at it as we go. We will.
And exactly, Jesse.
Did you say?
Yes, Jesse was saying, I call it looking at your monster. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there it is. Every person who's been through some psychological training knows there is a monster, there is a shadow. As a matter of fact, if you look at Scorpio, we have a lot of Scorpio, by the way, today. The moon is there. And for the undeveloped man, Scorpio is referred to as the monster of selfishness. So there we have it, in front of our very eyes, through the hypocrisy, the lying, the manipulation, the cowardice, we have it. And later, these same people will wonder how they could have stooped to such a condition. But that's not now. And of course, we have had a long evolutionary period too. We're coming out the other end. We are aspirants and disciples and so forth. But who knows what we've been involved in over millions of years and what the means of correction have been for us, probably sometimes quite severe. And probably those who are now our teachers looked upon us as we are looking upon those who seem to refuse to acknowledge what they're doing, refuse to grow, refuse to admit. You know, we've been there too, which doesn't mean we should not try to stop it in its tracks.
Okay, dear. What do you think?
Well, I think we've had a little conversation. We were a little conversation. And and then we'll get into our meditation. Our duty is clear. We want to be members of the new group of world servers. They are people who are really committed along one of the seven ashramic lines to the uplift of humanity and to the welfare of all human beings, even the bad guys. You know, eventually they will see the error of their ways. So that is clear. The continual machinations of these people, they are clear. The stubborn refusal to give up power for the benefit of others, the avoidance of altruism, the greed, the hoarding, the cornering of the resources, all of that comes under Scorpio. That is clear. We just have to be the group John the Baptist, that's all. And the Christ is coming, and we have to let people know in ways that they can understand. And that's our educational function. Not easy sometimes, you know, even in one's own family. That's where you're likely to get the most ridicule, perhaps. But we have to let people know. That's our educational work. So that they too, if they can't cooperate, can at least not be part of the opposition. Okay. So I think
yes, Walter was writing, every sinner has a future and every saint has a past.
Oh, gosh, that's so good, Walter.
Very good.
It's so good. And Oscar Wilde, you know, he...
Okay, dear.
He was a brilliant. He was a Libra with a lot of Scorpio. And I think he may have had Mercury in Scorpio, or he had something there. And he just had the most poignant wit. So, you know, his wit punctured many pretenses. This is a good one, very good one. Okay, I'll be quiet. So.
Okay, I think we will go into meditation now. Right?
Yep.
And again, thank you for your participation and your comments and your beautiful presence. And let us have a few deep breaths. And just center ourselves. And as earlier we start with the quality of gratitude that we all have come together again and that we can share the work together. And realize the love which is underlying the happenings of the time. And in our creative imagination, let us all strengthen the sacred circle that we are all performing, standing together. For the good law, and we align with the adepts of the good law. We start our work by creating consciously a triangle between our souls, minds and brains, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. Let us reach up to our solar angel. And really trying to have the connection with that living entity. And now with the solar angel of United States. Can we recognize the quality of this great directing entity? Can we realize this vast angelic cooperation which is going on behind the scenes? And we realize our connection with the solar angel of the United States and the Dharma. I light the way. We all are supposed to be distributors of light. And that light, we turn towards the Christ, who says, I am the light of the world. Let us always remember that. I am the light of the world. We attune also with the mission of the Christ to bring heaven to earth. And we commit ourselves in His name. We have gathered in Your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Welcome His presence. In His presence, let us perform the mudra, Dhyani. Mudras which are the divine speeds of deities. These wordless speeds holding the worlds in perfect harmony. The mudra of meditation. And thus mudra of great communication with the ones in reality. Step one of protection, we do the cross of divinity. And we draw this cross from the forehead to the heart, left hand eye to the right eye, as we are saying these affirmations. And we touch now our forehead and we say, as a soul, I work in light. And heart, darkness cannot touch me. Left eye. I take my stand within the light. Right eye. I work, and from that point, I never move. And see that cross of divinity shining forth and protecting you as it is protecting every single member of the group. And now we move into our experimental work of protection for the whole country. Now aligning with the soul sign of United States, Aquarius, and which is relating us to the seventh ray and to the new coming age, when the seventh ray is very potent and we are using that the color of violet in that work. So we start by really looking that our physical body is relaxed. Our astral body is quiet. And our mind steady. Now we create another triangle from the group personality to our unified soul. And to Master R, who is the regent of Europe and America. And see him as the apex of the triangle. And let us call down a stream of pure white light. Pouring through the lower vehicles of the group and thus cleansing away all that hinders. And pouring further into the governmental triangle. Purifying, cleansing all that hinders. And through the triangle to whole country and purifying everywhere. All that hinders the ways of the soul. This kind of process should be continued, and we can, in our own ways, then use that by ourselves. To use this white light so long that this needed work is accomplished. So we imagine that everything is shining pure white light. And now we link up ourselves as one with the Lord of the Masters, with the brotherhood for which we are working. And we realize the stillness which has been achieved. Visualize those masters of whom you know. Raising your vibration higher still, you connect up, if possible, with the Johans. And with Manu. According to the line of politics, with which we are now working and along which the attack may come. Now through this linking chain, we call now the violet light. It pours through this linking chain and through all the vehicles. Transmuting, organizing, and this beautiful violet full of light pours through the group into the triangle, and through the triangle moves into the whole country, filling the aura with this beautiful violet light. And we see the whole country now shining with the violet light. This creates a vacuum, and now we call this orange, or cold and beautiful light from Buddhi, and it fills this vacuum, shining golden. Now feeling everything. And see how it finally colors the whole aura of United States with this golden color. And step three, now we call the protective angels, those forces of light and of angels of protection who are under the Archangel Michael. We call his saving force. To create a wall of protective energies. And seal the door where evil dwells. Visualize Archangel Michael protecting the Christ. The Christ standing above the governmental triangle, White House, Capitol, Supreme Court. We are around the governmental triangle, holding our mudra, the cross of divinity shining, protecting the group and protecting the work that we are doing. We call now and call in your own words. Call help. And we now call the soul ray of United States, the second ray of Ma Wisdom, may it descend, may the soul values be established. And visualize how the blue indigo blue light is descending through the sacred heart of the Christ, pouring now into the triangle, governmental triangle. And through the group, pouring in the whole country to every single state, and see how this indigo light is shining, coloring the whole aura of United States. And we hold that vision and demand for 1 minute in silence. And we create, ready this magnetic point of invocation, remembering DK's words, where he is asking to emphasize renewing our application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation. And after this 1 minute, Michael will lead us to sound the great invocation number 2. And now 1 minute silence.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall, the rule of evil now must end.
And now, in our creative imagination, we create a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love or protection. Visualize the Lord of Love standing in the center of the triangle. Now see yourself and the inner working group standing in the center, at the hub of the wheel. Which radiates with a living, all-consuming substance of love from the sacred heart of the Christ. Yourself and the group as we wear that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire, radiating upon the triangle in all rainbow colors. the governmental triangle being protected by this living wing of fire. With its seven streams of love. We're spinning the protective energies. And being spread even further and further into every state. And clarion is heard. We are standing for the good law. We are demanding good law to be followed. We are standing for the victory of the good law. We bring illumination through the evocation of the will. We bring imagination through the evocation of love. We bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And we say, may thy will be done, not ours. With gratitude, we may release the mudra, but in our awareness, we keep on going to hold our post in protection. And with gratitude, we say goodbye to everybody. Thank you.